and you are listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Do you like music? Do you read books too? Then WGXC and me, local noisemaker and music writer Sal Cataldi, have a show for you. It's called Reading is Fundamental. Every month we interview the authors of the greatest books ever written about music across all genres and eras, from Sly Stone to Coltrane, Black Sabbath to Bach, ambient to easy listening. So make a date to join us the second Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. for Reading is Fundamental.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Time and Space Limited, TSL, in Hudson, New York. Expanding minds since 1973. TSL is an art house for documentary, independent, and classic movies, a gallery for art exhibitions, a space for performance, a store for used books, and much more. More information at timeandspace.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of John Anderson of Wisconsin. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
And welcome to Vocal Systems, here with me, Dave Evans, and it's great to be back exploring the voice and singing beyond language again this month. I'm broadcasting from South Liverpool in England, and this week we are having an extended vocal technique special. A couple of months ago, I did a broadcast where I was where I played a bunch of songs that used vocals but didn't really use language. And I played a bit of Meredith Monk and was kind of interested in the whole extended vocal technique thing. So I have done a bit of research and put together a bunch of tracks that use this extended vocal technique. And through that research, I sort of discovered that in the West, that piece of music that we just listened to is kind of considered to be one of the kind of forerunners of extended vocal technique. And that was Piero Lunaire by Arnold Schoenberg. And yeah, that was part three of Piero Lunaire, and we're going to move on and listen to a track called November 2, 1920, An Election by Charles Ives, another kind of early experimenter with the voice, pushing what the voice can do. So this is Charles Ives and song from Songs Volume 4, American Classics, and it's November 2, 1920. So that was a composition by Charles Ives from 1921, November 2, 1920 is the title. And these early kind of experiments with voice, the Schoenberg one that played previously is from 1912 apparently, they're kind of groundbreaking because they're kind of half spoken, half sung apparently, so we're not quite into the kind of deeply experimental territory of later kind of extended vocal technique works, but it's still kind of pushing the boundaries of what the voice does. And another artist around that time that was playing with the voice was Hugo Ball, obviously part of Dada. What we're going to listen to next is a poem called Caravane. Again, my pronunciation might be all wrong. From 1916, so this will have been first performed at Cabaret Voltaire. But in this version, is performed by Jaap Blonk and Damon Smith.
Yolly fun, Yolly fun, to bam, bam, oh, fally, bam, la.
Thank you.
So that was Hugo Ball's Caruana, performed by Jack Blanc and Damon Smith, and that's off a double album by Jack Blanc of Hugo Ball's six sound poems from 1916. And we're gonna shoot ahead a few years and listen to work by John Cage from 1950 called A Flower. I'm on a total voyage of discovery with this show. This is all new music to me, and it's been interesting to listen to John Cage, and I didn't realise that he wrote for voice as well. So this is A Flower, as I say, by John Cage. So that was A Flower by John Cage, performed by Jay Clayton and the Donald Knack Percussion Ensemble, and that's from an album called Three Constructions by Cage. And I think we'll just keep going because I've got quite a lot to try and squeeze in. So we're going to move to another track. This one is by Berio, composer, and it's Sequenza 3 is the name of the work, and this is from 1916.
65. Sing to me. Take me. Me too. told me to sing a fiat beaver, Thomas Beaver, Thomas Beaver, Thomas Beaver, give me to sing beaver night, beaver. Give me a fit for a woman. To build a to sing.
So that was Sequenza 3 by Luciano Berio, composed in 1965 for his wife, Kathy Barbarian, another performer and composer. But the version we just listened to was recorded by Sabina Meyer from a 2006 album, Cruelly Coy. So yeah, that was amazing, really. And we're gonna keep it moving again. I want to fit this one in. This is a track called Philomel by Milton Babbitt from 1975, performed by Bethany Beardsley. And it's interesting to kind of shoot forward 10 years and hear the introduction of electronic sounds into this. So this is nearly 19 minutes long, I think. So sit back and have a listen to Bethany Beardsley as she performs Philomel by Milton Babbitt.
Young trees.
Is it Tyrius I feel? Feel a million filaments, fear the tearing, the failing trees are leaves, trees tear, and I bear families of tears. I feel a million filaments. I feel trees in my hair and on the ground, honey melons fouling my knees and feet, soundlessly in my flight through the forest. I found room quiet. I find the felted silence unwinding behind me. Lost in the wooded night.
Thank you. Growing.
becomes intolerable. I have been defiled and failed, my tongue torn out, but more pain reigns in these orbs I range among. eased into music. Change bruising hurt silence even further. Now in this way, suffering is redeemed in song. Failing takes wing. High, high above, beyond the forest of horror, I sing. I sing, change. Now my soul will range till the morning dew dampens its face. Now my soul will range as once it
So that was Philomel by Milton Babbitt and sung by Bethany Beardsley from 1975, I believe, released in 1977. And for the last 10 minutes, I thought I could play a track by the Extended Vocal Techniques Ensemble. And yeah, these were, this is a group of singers that are published a amazing set of sounds in 1975 called the Extended Vocal Techniques Ensemble Lexicon, which is was released on cassette, I think, and is a whole sequence of the different sounds that could be used to make up an extended vocal. So there's all sorts of stuff on there. It's available on SoundCloud now by one of the performers, Deborah Gavitch. And the sounds include things like cross-register ululation, aggressive, voiced lip buzz, voiced snore. There are buzzes, squeaks, clicks, belches. So, yeah, the Extended Vocal Techniques Ensemble also recorded a couple of compositions, and we're going to play out with one called Psalm for These Days 2. And it's been a pleasure to do this bit of research, have a dig around into extended vocal technique, and share some of the results of the research. And I will be back next month with some more explorations of the voice and singing beyond language. It's been great to listen to all this kind of curious vocalization. It's probably worth saying, just as I've been listening to all of this, that I do kind of imagine that there have been kind of cultures using extended vocal techniques since time immemorial, really. And it's kind of interesting, the idea that it's extended. What's it extended from exactly? I guess it's, if it's extended from anything, then it's the sort of conventional history of Western music. So it might be interesting to do another show that looks at stuff that's kind of use of the voice that's doing this anyway. But maybe that's for next month or the month after. So it's been a great pleasure. Thanks for listening. And this is Psalm of These Days by the Extended Vocal Techniques Ensemble.
joy.